Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Everyone's got to settle down with a prayer hands emoji. The overuse is ridiculous. You get a text from a friend, see you at dinner, prayer hands. No prayer hands. Are you not going to make it? What are you suggesting? That we eat hands for dinner?
November 10th, 2025. It's the wake up call here on Veterans Day Eve. It's Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. We got kind of a weird, wonky week.
No, literally.
As a lot of people do now. We've got we got Monday today. Then nothing tomorrow, and then the rest of the week.
Right.
And Kevin, I don't know if you're aware of this, but if you've got kids, there's a really good chance your kids are like barely in school this month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because not only do you Thanksgiving break.
What? There's a whole week of Thanksgiving.
There's a whole week.
But then the week before Thanksgiving, next week, they have half days, or at least the Roseville City School District.
So does Rockland.
What?
For a student. Yeah, you're right.
Early out, it's like... And then the early days, they still have to fit a lunch in. So they're there for like, I don't know, they're getting like an hour and a half of schooling. It's like, oh my God.
Then why send them to school?
A great question, Kevin. I don't
know. Because we have to get them out of the house.
But anyway, though, so we're here to announce that we are adopting an elementary school schedule. All next week, early
no,
out.
They always have to go in the morning, so we're screwed.
No, we should have early out.
Okay.
We're done by 8.
I love that. I'm whenever down. People in the office are like, and you guys can work from home on Fridays. Yep.
It's we like, laugh.
Can we?
Right, yeah.
Oh, no? Okay.
Oh, man. We should sell that. We should sell that to our boss early on. Be like, why should you guys be done by 7:30 or 8?
Because you have a student-teacher conference.
Exactly. Program director-parent conference to discuss us and our performance.
Imagine if our parents had to come talk to our boss.
I would love that.
Oh, my God. Should we do that?
We should do that.
My mom
Your
doesn't
mom, mom
My mom
come.
Does not want to talk to
okay,
him.
Okay. Would your brother come?
No, he barely wants to go support me
I
at my
I think Bobby
events.
Would come.
Would you have any kind of guardian come?
Myself.
No, you're not a... You're,
doesn't work like that.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, he could FaceTime my dad then.
We'll find...
No! We've never even been allowed to... Okay.
We'll do some sort of big brother program with you.
I bet your brother would absolutely come.
No,
I'm going to ask him.
Don't.
We should do parent-teacher conference.
Yeah.
Parent-manager conference.
Yep.
With our bosses.
Yep.
And we record it from both angles.
Yeah.
We are not in the room.
Yeah, no.
Okay?
You shouldn't have. You shouldn't be.
I want to go over some of our strengths.
I would like our boss to prepare a progress report.
Yes! And it can't be all glowing. Be honest.
No, be honest. Yeah. Are they hitting their marks?
Right.
You know?
Do we feel like they're developed... mentally, where they're supposed to be. The answer is no, no, and no.
Be like, Gavin's class participation just has not been great.
We feel like, we don't want to say it's an attitude problem, but we would like him to have a little bit more school spirit.
God, we should so do this. So funny.
Oh, let's do it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you live in Roseville or Rockland, you might have noticed over the last week or so that your town stinks. And I don't mean that in like the figurative way, like the traffic's bad or something like that. I mean, it literally stinks. I live in West Roseville. Katie lives in Rockland. And if you don't live in those two towns, let me just assure you, you're lucky.
Yes,
we have you noticed it, Katie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Now,
I notice it certain times a day, too.
Where we live, at least I'll speak for West Roseville, we're, like, used to very occasional times where there is a foul odor in the air because it's the landfill.
Yeah.
Which isn't terribly far. It's kind of, like, halfway between West Roseville and Lincoln.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like past Thunder Valley.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is true or not, but I think I was told at one point that they can control the smell and they strategically release the odor from the landfill at times when it's when it's beneficial for the community, like late at night and stuff like that.
Huh.
That is not what this is. A lot of people thought
that's
was happening.
That's exactly what I thought it was.
Like, the really bad one was on Halloween. Like, I remember leaving the house and being like, what the hell is that
okay,
stink?
Okay, I did not smell it then.
Well, thank God ABC10 did some deep reporting on this, and they got to the bottom of it, and I am pissed. That smell... was investigated by the Western Placer Waste Management Authority. You probably know it as the WPWMA.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
And confirmed that the odor was a nearby farm that dumped 5,000 pounds of chicken poop.
What?
And spread it throughout their farm. And they did it, like, without... consulting anybody.
What?
They just did it.
As fertilizer?
Yes. I would hope so. Be a weird art installation.
Well, no, I didn't know if it was like, we don't want this anymore. Let's just find a lot and dump it.
And the thing that sucks about this is that the agency, the aforementioned WPWMA, they can't do anything about this. They can't mitigate it. They can't prevent it.
Well, in fairness, how could they if... I mean, you can tell, you can't tell all the, you know, the cow farms on 5 that
right.
They can't have fertilizer.
So I think because this has been taken out of the government's control, we got to take it to the people.
Okay.
And we got to do something. We can't have our towns that routinely show up on national top 10 or top 25 lists of places in America smelling like chicken poop.
Okay. Question.
Yes, Katie.
What is this farm going to grow with this chicken
good
poop?
Question. That's a
good question.
Like, if we find out it's going to be a luxurious tulip farm or like the world's biggest bed of roses.
Okay. Or something we can use as a community.
Well, I was thinking that could be like a touristy thing.
Okay. I mean, I'd rather them make, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and everybody gets a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for our inconvenience.
Oh, okay.
Okay. As opposed to going and taking a fire Instagram picture and some tulips. Well, yeah, I mean, whatever. Well, okay. Well, there's no bad ideas.
Right. No bad ideas. Just throw it at the wall.
I'm going to guess that because they're using chicken manure.
Yeah.
They're probably not growing tulips or peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Okay.
They're probably growing something. I don't know. Okra. Some weird thing that nobody really wants.
Onions wouldn't be so bad. Somebody's got to grow them.
You could grow them yourself. You don't need chicken poop.
How do you grow an onion? What does it even grow on?
It grows in the ground, dummy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's why you're not a farmer.
Right, that's why.
Hey, look at me. You're 100% right. Okay. So, first of all, we find out what the hell this farm is growing.
Right. Google.
I've been trying to search it since we found out. Don't worry. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this.
All right. So,
wow.
Once we find out if it's something we want, we work out some sort of deal.
Sure.
If it's not something we want, I mean, yeah, listen, I got to tell you, even I hear your idea. We'll put a pin in it.
Okay.
I don't know if I want my town smelling like this no matter what.
So does this have to happen over and over to keep the tulip farms going?
quote unquote tulip farms.
Right.
I sure hope not. I hope this is like a once a decade thing. I doubt it is because I'm, as Kevin mentioned, not a farmer, but I think I know enough to know that you have to refertilize every year.
Oh boy.
So like I can't live in a chicken poop town. I just
can't do it. Can't be the chicken poop town.
No, because it stunk. For all you Elk Grovians and the Sacramentites.
We are lucky.
It smells so bad.
I really did think it was the landfill.
I did too. I thought, oof. Man, who threw that away? Whatever that was. But no, this was intentional. So we're looking for ideas.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Am I to understand there are people out there harvesting chicken poop?
You just scrape it up from chicken farms.
Hey, Farmer Kevin, all of a sudden, with his onions growing the ground chicken's poop up.
I used to be part of FFA.
Every day we
learn something
future
new.
Future Farmers of America.
Every day.
You know what? No wonder you know so much about onions. You are one. Just layers.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
So there's a story about the ocean that Katie found. It's going viral, and it's all because of one delicious little scamp. What are the details of this story?
Well, it might be more than one.
Might be.
A surfer in Santa Cruz was just doing her little surfy-durfy out there paddling around, hitting the waves, right? She felt a nip.
Okay.
On her foot.
I'd be like, oh, shark attack.
Well, sure. Santa Cruz, yeah. Right? And she said, that doesn't seem good. She started looking around, looking down. Oh my God, what could it be? During that time, an otter jumped onto her surfboard and commandeered it.
Commandeered it?
Took it.
Said, I claim
said,
the surfboard.
This is mine now.
How does an otter do that?
Gets on.
But then don't you stay on with the otter?
She was in the water.
Oh.
She'd fallen off the board and like was kind of like in the water, bobbing up and down with her arm on the board.
Okay. Okay.
Feels what is being called an exploratory nip.
Mm.
Okay. And as she's looking around, swoop, right onto that board.
That's cute.
It is cute.
Stayed there for like 30 minutes.
No!
And other surfers were coming over trying to be like, scoop, sack.
You get.
Yeah. And then it left when it wanted to.
What was it doing for 30 minutes? Do we know?
Laying out.
Just laying out.
Yeah.
And
probably waiting for the right wave.
Drying off, getting some sun.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
What a blessing.
Guess what?
What?
It keeps happening.
It does?
And there are otters that are just taking off with people's boards.
How do they do that?
They grab it by the string with their mouth. And they swim away with it.
What?
There was one story about a year ago where like a teen was in the water. The otter somehow like, I guess, put its mouth on the board or something. But it was pulling the board away from the teen.
Yeah.
And it was pulling the teen by the cord.
That's a strong otter.
Well, they're great swimmers.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Obviously, everybody wants to hang out with an otter.
Obviously. Yeah. And if you don't, get on a list.
You are a sick person.
Something is wrong.
So, you have a fear of open water.
Major fear.
Like, life-crippling fear.
Yeah. Like, I can't breathe. I can't think about it. If I think about it for too long, I start having a physical reaction.
What if I told you you could hang out with an otter
right
for 30 minutes, but you have to float in the open ocean?
Feet. And I'm on the board with it?
No. You said that they're like not on the board. You have to like be in the water, feet dangling above the abyss. Who knows what's beneath you?
Do I have flippers on or bare feet?
Bare feet. You're a surfer.
Okay, and I don't even have like aqua socks or something.
You know.
Can I pet it?
Yes. And like, this question is for everybody.
I mean, I would, 100%.
You would float
yeah.
in the open ocean.
I'm fine with open ocean.
You are?
That's crazy yes. to me. Well, the fact that there are people in this world that can do that, it feels like a magic trick to me.
Just feet dingle dangling yeah! above God yeah! knows what?
Yes!
Woo! No!
The okay. blackness of the Pacific
Gavin,
Ocean.
Please stop saying that.
Who knows how deep it is?
Please stop talking.
Great whites see, just smacking their chops. Mm,
mm, it's mm. not even the great whites of it all. It's everything down there. See, every time we talk about open water, what do? I have to close yeah. up whatever sweatshirt yeah. I'm wearing
right.
and wrap myself in it
right.
so that the ocean can't get me.
She needs a hug.
Right. I literally do like grab the neckline of whatever I'm wearing, zip up my hoodie, and I have to hold on to it.
So you're having a physical reaction. Okay. I knew that would happen. It's okay. But think about it. Think about it. 30 minutes uninterrupted
otter time.
With an otter.
I think I have to say no.
But it's an otter.
I know. But here's the thing. My fear is so grand.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It runs as deep as the deep blue sea.
Sure.
So I would never be able to relax enough under those circumstances to be able to enjoy the otter.
Okay.
So I'd just be putting myself in a tumultuous situation, and then I'd spend the rest of my life like, man, you had every opportunity to enjoy that otter and you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Do you think if I went to therapy, I could get over my fear of open water? Because here's the thing. I'd love to be an ocean person.
You would probably get over it eventually, but part of that is going to involve floating in the open ocean.
You might as well ask me to walk on my hands for the rest of the day. I can't. I really can't.
Somebody texted in during that 909-1065. Didn't you talk about this otter story earlier in the summer? With the wake up call, you never know. We see an otter story and we jump at it.
And we jump at it. I don't remember that otter.
One.
But have we talked about otter stories?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, how many stars are there in the sky?
I mean, otters are the raccoon of the sea.
Yes, right. They are.
And we are your raccoon, official morning show of raccoons.
Sure does.
So you've never said anything more logical than otters are the raccoons of the sea.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
If you haven't been paying attention to what's been going on at Starbucks right now, it's bad. There are fights breaking out in Starbucks all over the country because everybody's trying to get this little tiny glass bear that they are calling the Starbucks Barista, and it is cute. Before we get into this, I'll just describe it. It looks like what honey comes in traditionally, and you fill it up. It's glass, and when you fill it up with your coffee and put cream in it, it makes an adorable little teddy bear color, and he has a Starbucks logo on his tummy, and he has a little green knit hat. Here's the news report about this.
This is their new 20-ounce glass barista cup. It went on sale on Thursday and quickly started selling out. At some locations, people waited in long lines even before the store opened just to try to snag one. And the craze quickly turned into an online reseller's dream. Within hours, the cup, which initially was selling for $29.95, started appearing on eBay for upwards of $500.
$500.
I'm pissed.
Don't tell me we're in a bad economy.
They're reselling it for $500?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm so mad.
I had a feeling that you were one of these people. To quote this one tweet that I found on you, shame on you, Starbucks. Shame on you. Let's all get a grip, okay?
Right. No. Thank you. No, Gavin.
We don't need
you
to get a grip.
And the reason they're so mad is because a lot of Starbucks locations were only sent two or three, and people were lined up. Now, Starbucks said...
That's weird.
I think it's weird, too. And Starbucks said that this just the demand for it far exceeded what they thought it was going to be for this. Okay, I can buy that a little bit. But, I mean, I'm with Katie. It does seem a little suspicious. They're trying to... generate a viral moment and get people
but
like Kevin
two
outraged.
Or three, though.
That seems crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what's happening to these two or three? That's what we're going to focus on here. What we're focusing on is the fact that apparently the baristas are the ones snagging these.
Yes, that's what I heard, too.
So we've heard.
And that is creating obvious... even more scarcity, driving the prices up even more. Now, I don't know how you two feel about this. I got a pretty good idea how Kevin does.
Okay.
I am in full support of the baristas snagging the baristas before the store even opens. I support this move.
What? Why?
First of all...
That's not fair.
Get a job at Starbucks then, bitch.
He already had one.
Well, I did have one, and they do tell us that the releases are coming, but we're not allowed to hide it ourselves.
No, not hide it.
You're
not
hiding it.
You can't purchase it until the release date, so they can't even scan it to buy it.
I don't know.
Right, but on the release date, you pick it up and you buy it.
That's messed up.
Why?
Because that's like first come, first serve.
They're first come.
I know, but like it's not for the employees.
Here's what I will say. If Starbucks didn't want this, make 20 for each store. Make 50 for each store. Two or three. Let's see. It sounds like, okay, so it does sound like some stores had more, but most didn't.
Okay.
Have 50 per store.
Honestly, even if they had one and the barista gets it before anybody else, I'm fine with that. The baristas don't get paid a lot. And on top of that,
they do get good benefits.
They work very, very hard. They do get good health benefits. They always have, even for part-time employees. But at the same time, though, I support this. More power to the people.
You're the worst.
I support workers.
No, I stand behind everybody that wanted a barista like I did.
Okay, can I tell you what's going to happen with this dumbass cup?
It's not dumb. It's hipster-like, but go ahead.
Okay, thank you. You're going to use it once.
Okay, and then I resell it.
Take a picture of it.
Yes.
You're going to resell it.
Do you see it? You buy it for...
Whoa. You want it so bad?
Right, to resell.
Okay, then we don't care about you.
No, you can't do that.
You're just as bad as...
No, I'm not a cup collector, okay?
Because you know what? You're taking it from somebody who really wants that.
Just like the baristas, and he's fine with it.
So you're still a barista at heart?
No.
I mean, I'm fine with that.
A barista deserves to have the leg up on... It's like insider trading, but legal.
That's illegal.
But legal.
No.
Yes.
This isn't legal.
Guys, I put this all squarely on Starbucks.
Yes. I'm down.
You underprovided.
Well, they didn't know it was going to be so popular.
They didn't know it was going to be more popular than three?
I mean, did you see that bear? If you didn't know that bear was going to be adorable and popular, you're an idiot.
Starbucks knows that the second a holiday anything comes out, people lose their minds.
They go crazy.
Think about how much we go for a paper cup.
Right. And it's just all because it's red. And that's it. So, okay. All right. So Kevin's mad at you. I support you. Katie, where do you land on this? Are you mad at the employees or not?
I'm just mad at Starbucks.
Okay.
For so many reasons.
For so many reasons.
Yeah.
So you say the employees should be allowed to buy them up?
Do whatever you want. Guys. Okay. We are talking about grown-ups. Okay. Okay. 2 days ago, people couldn't fly. Okay. They couldn't get a home from wherever they were. This is a glass bear that you put a cold beverage in and then as an adult drink from a straw.
Right. From the bear's beanie head.
Okay. We have to stop.
What are your thoughts on this? Text it in 916-909-106.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
The Christmas creep is a real thing. It's when Christmas creeps up earlier and earlier every single year. You might even be triggered by the fact that we're playing this music and that we're talking about Christmas already. And you're not alone. A lot of people hate the Christmas creep. They hate that Christmas gets earlier and earlier and earlier every single year. Except for one area. Stores.
Okay. Too early.
Almost universally loved, except for apparently Kevin. People like walking in the stores and seeing Christmas displays.
You don't?
It's too early. We still have Thanksgiving left. Let Thanksgiving live, and then we can have some Christmas. Like, I'm okay with the little Christmas trees out ready for display, but like a full-on Christmas thing, like Christmas music, food's out, it's way too early.
It does feel like if stores do a little Christmas, they go do all a out. Lot
yeah.
And I like that. I appreciate that. I was at the mall before Halloween, I walked by a Bath and Body Works. Now, full disclosure, I'm a Bath and Body Works girly.
No, I mean, you're a Bath and Body Works boy.
Boy, oh boy. Like, there's nothing they can't do. And I walked by, and they had a whole Christmas Polar Express display. Stopped me dead in my tracks.
Before Halloween?
Before Halloween.
Okay, that's too much.
Stopped me dead in my tracks, and I looked, and I went, uh-oh! All aboard!
Took your breath away.
Yes.
I am fine with stores doing the Christmas creep. When people do it, though, it makes me feel a kind of way about them.
That surprises me.
No.
I would have thought you'd be on board with that.
No, because I need the same sensation from Christmas that I get waiting for a vacation. And if I start doing it too early, I'm starting to, my dopamine receptors are getting a little numb.
Yeah.
It can't be normal.
Okay. 916-909-1065, by the way. 909-1065, if you've got opinions about this. We're talking about the Christmas creep. And how it's getting earlier and earlier. But if when you parcel it out, it's not as hated as everybody thinks. What about Christmas music?
Not till after Thanksgiving.
Not till after Thanksgiving.
No, because that is limited. We've pretty much tapped that well. Occasionally we get a new Christmas song, but for the most part, it's the oldies.
Yeah, Mariah Carey killed it for me. The it's time.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Put it away, bitch.
And it is the kind of thing too where once like December 24th rolls around, we're pretty saturated on Christmas music.
Exactly.
All right, okay. What about Christmas movies?
Okay.
No.
I watched the Christmas movie yesterday and I felt all the feels. It was like a Christmas love story.
Could you watch a Christmas movie after Christmas?
No, it doesn't feel the same.
No, it makes you sad.
Mm-hmm. Right. But that's a little bit different though. It's now I'm off this year because me and my whole family, we're in A Christmas Story, which is the You'll Shoot Your Eye Out, you know, that movie, but we're in the musical at the Rockland Community Theater. So I've been steeped in Christmas stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Since like early September. And I got to tell you, I don't hate it.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of nice.
Steeped, to help us understand. Obviously,
like just dunked in it. I'm singing Christmas songs.
Okay.
I mean, Ralphie's shooting his eye out. We're putting up Christmas trees. Okay. Like, and I've been doing this for a while now, like way before Halloween. And it's not as bad as I thought it would be. Oh, Text messages coming in to 916-909-1065. The Christmas creep is wonderful. Somebody's saying that. Christmas after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
A lot of people saying we have already decorated for Christmas.
Down.
Guys, you know what? The only way I'll accept that is if you're a year-round tree person.
The what?
Well, I know it's
like displaying a dead body in your house.
No, because here's the thing. It's a gateway drug. And they're going to start doing it earlier and earlier. So just commit.
I guess. I don't know if I can fully commit to that statement is what I can't commit to. 916-909-1065. We're talking about the Christmas creep. Creep is up earlier and earlier. Good morning, Jenna.
Hey, guys.
You know, obviously, we've been talking about how some things we think are fine when they show up a little bit before Thanksgiving. But you think, do I have this right, that nothing should show up for Christmas before Thanksgiving?
Not just that. I don't think anything Christmas should show up until a week before Christmas.
Why?
Period.
I understand not. I understand the people that are like, I need it to all go down right after Christmas. But to say it can only go up a week before Christmas.
Guys, it looks trashy. It makes people's yards look cluttered with just a whole bunch of Christmas stuff and like disorganized. It honestly, it looks obnoxious. And in like stores, it's all
magical.
So, are you somebody that hates it when people...
Like, who dumped you on Christmas?
Yeah, like, are you like the girl from Gremlins? Did your dad die on Christmas playing Santa?
No. I think that there's a classy way to do it. I think there's, like, an appropriate time limit. I just don't see why it's got to be a whole month-long thing. Doesn't make sense. And the fact that the HOA even allows it, in my... Mm-mm. It's beyond me. I don't get it.
Do you hate it when people say Merry Christmas?
Of course not.
Okay, no. So that's
like,
okay.
Maybe wait till like a week before.
Oh, but not until not a week before.
I mean,
do you have kids and a husband?
Do I have? Yes, I have kids and a husband, and we decorate the week before, and we just keep it like streamlined.
Keep it streamlined.
And really aesthetic. It's actually really beautiful.
All right. No, I believe it. All right, what an interesting hot take. I did not think we were going to get anything like this, but thank you, Jenna.
You're welcome.
Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
1065 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. She has dusted herself off from the loss last week to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? How you doing? How
great.
Was it a rough weekend because
of
that loss?
Yeah, I felt it.
Yeah.
I felt it, but you know what? That's okay.
And you know what they say?
They say, whatever they say.
We always pick ourselves up. And dust ourselves off. That's the motto.
That's what we say.
Of Are You Smarter Than Katie? And we're playing with Pam and Teresa. Good morning, Pam and Teresa.
Good morning.
Now, one of you is a child, correct?
Correct.
With the names Pam and Teresa, it's hard to tell.
I gotta tell you, Pam and Teresa are like the ladies at HR that my mom used to work with.
That's so cute.
Who is the 9-year-old child?
Me.
What's your name?
Teresa.
Teresa. All right, Pam.
I'll never accept this.
Katie's leaving the studio. I have 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Only $20 is up for grabs, but that's okay. We gotta rebuild. All right, here we go. Question 1. The longest government shutdown in history might be ending because Senate Democrats caved. Despite Democrats trying to save affordable health care before rates will double or triple for millions, 8 senators said that they would vote to reopen everything, infuriating the base of the party. How many days has the shutdown been going on for? 35, 40, or 45? Hello?
30.
30 was not one of the options. So 35, 40, or 45?
35.
All righty. Okay. Question 2. Kim Kardashian has been very public about her desire to become a lawyer, but she hit a big snag over the weekend. She failed the California bar exam. It's called a bar exam because a bar, quote unquote, in a courtroom separates who from who?
Oh,
yeah. Need an answer. 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Moving on.
Uh-oh.
Question 3. Jeremy Renner is being accused of sending unsolicited nude photos to a director named Yi Zhao. She also accused him of getting violent while drunk in her presence as well. He denies all of this. Who was Jeremy Renner in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Teresa.
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Gotta move on. Question 4.
No.
YouTube TV is issuing $20 refunds to customers since they lost all Disney-owned channels like ABC and ESPN. This has angered lots of customers of YouTube TV, especially because they can't watch what sports event every week.
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. Got to move on. Okay, question five.
This timer.
Speaking of getting free money, President Trump floated a brainstorming idea of cutting $2,000 tariff checks to every American because, according to him, we've made so much money thanks to his tariffs. This is being disputed by economic experts and advised against. If there are 12 people in your household and each get a $2,000 check, how much did the household get?
$24,000.
Say it one more time.
$24,000.
All right. Loved it in unison. That was great. All right. Key's coming back in here. And Pam, where are we going today? Going to school.
Going to school.
Yeah. All right. Love that. And what school are we going to?
Saint Mel School.
Home of the fighting Mels.
Home of the Mels. All right, they're on hold. Here we go, Katie. Question one. Senate Democrats are caving, and it looks like they might end the shutdown. Despite Democrats trying to save affordable health care before rates double or triple, there are 8 Democratic senators that said that they would vote to reopen everything, infuriating the Democratic base. How many days has the shutdown been going on for? 35, 40, or 45?
35.
Nope. 40 days. 40 days. Question two, Kim Kardashian.
Are we counting weekends?
I believe so, yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
Kim Kardashian has been saying to everybody that she wants to be a lawyer, and she's been doing the work to actually do it. Pretty cool. But she did fail the California bar exam over the weekend. But you were saying earlier, lots of people fail.
Yeah, I think the average is it takes people like 3 times to ever
pass.
Because
it's made to be hard, as it probably should be.
I think it's just a very difficult field.
It's called the bar exam because the quote-unquote bar in a courtroom separates who from who.
Like the lawyers from the people in the audience.
Yes, the public. That is correct. And you pass the bar. You go from being in the public to being a lawyer. Question three. Jeremy Renner is being accused of sending unsolicited nude photos to a director. That female director also accused him of getting violent while drunk in her presence. He is denying all of this. Who was Jeremy Renner in the MCU?
Hawkeye!
Yes. What a comic book fan.
Every once in a while you hear about somebody where it's just like, yeah, something about that feels right.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't you picture it?
Jeremy Renner? He seems like he could easily be menacing.
Yes, he does.
There's an intensity to him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, hate to say it.
Question four. YouTube TV is issuing $20 refunds to customers since they lost all Disney-owned channels like ABC and ESPN. I am one of the very angry customers because we can't watch what weekly sports event now?
Can you say it again?
What? Yeah. Since they lost these Disney-owned channels, what can't we watch every week?
Football.
More specifically.
I don't know.
I can't accept that. Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football. So I am pissed about that.
Don't you have enough football? Being with a person who is in the sports world, there's so much football.
There's not enough football, and the Eagles play tonight, and I'm pissed that I can't watch it.
Okay.
If anybody knows how I can watch it, please text in. And I paid for YouTube TV's NFL package. Anyway, I'm very mad about it.
It's Monday Night Football. There's Thursday Night Football, right? There is.
Question five, speaking of getting free money, President Trump floated a brainstorming idea of cutting $2,000 tariff checks to every American because, according to him, we've made so much money thanks to his tariffs.
Okay.
It is being disputed by economic experts. If there are 12 people in your household and each get a $2,000 check, how much did the household get?
$24,000.
Bada bing. All right, ladies, final score. You guys got one, but Katie got three. She's back.
Yeah, I am.
She is back, and some are saying better than ever. All right, we have $20 at the jackpot tomorrow, and what is it that you guys want to say?
We are not smarter than Katie.
Thank you, Teresa. Have a great day at the Mel School.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We're joined by a special guest, our good friend Kyle. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Hello, hi.
Welcome to the show again.
Yeah, I'm really fired up about it.
If you love K-pop, by the way, Kyle hosts his own K-pop show right here on 106.5 The End.
Yeah.
It's Saturday morning.
Saturday morning,
9 a.m. Yep, 9 a.m.
Fire, 9 a.m. The Saturday comeback.
But that's not why you're here, right?
No, not at all.
Why are you here?
Because I'm disappointed in Kevin.
Me?
And this has nothing to do with Jisoo from Blackpink.
Oh my god, what'd I do?
So, our beloved Charlie has retired.
Oh no, not this.
There's we've talked about him on our show before. He is an employee who is retiring. His retirement party happened the other day, and yes.
Everybody came out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was there. Gavin was not there, but Gavin sent a very nice, heartfelt message via video, and it played at the party.
No one asked me for a video.
And well, that's kind of the problem. We thought that you were a team player who would show up.
Okay.
And you were on the list of speakers, and it threw off.
Was I really one of the speakers?
Yes, dude. Already?
No, I didn't forget about him. We just had a lot of things going on, and he wasn't in my mind.
See, can I tell you something so interesting, Kyle? Because when Kevin found out about this retirement party, he was really, like, kind of hemming and hawing over the fact that he probably would be asked to speak.
Right, we all assumed.
Being that he and Charlie were so close.
Right.
I mean, I'll be honest. I mocked him for thinking that he was going to be asked to speak, and I feel really bad now because I probably am part of the reason why he missed the speech.
You guys thought I wasn't going to speak, so I was I'm not going to speak, so why come?
Well, you
thought you'd be the primary speaker.
Keynote.
Well, it wasn't. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to over embellish this for the bit. Like, you weren't the keynote speaker. But when we were doing our meetings, because I was part of the planning committee for this, we were going through who wants to talk. And I'm like, well, obviously, Kevin has to be on the list. His very close personal friend, Kevin.
So my name was just up there?
Yeah, and everybody thought you were there. Everybody thought you were here.
That makes sense, because it was a big group that people assumed Kevin was there. So did you guys assume he was in the bathroom?
Yeah. In the bathroom, recording something down here.
Like, where's Kevin? Did Kevin get
here? Why did no one text me?
Bill goes up to the microphone after Mickey gets done talking.
Our sales manager.
Yeah, our general sales manager. He gets up and Mickey gets done with her speech. Mickey from 98 Rock.
It was
beautiful. Yeah, she cried.
Well, she had to fill in for you because there was like a hole in the program, basically.
Yeah.
More importantly, how did Charlie take the fact that Kevin wasn't there?
You know Charlie, he's never going to be like openly angry,
right?
But you could tell like the twinkle that's in his eye dimmed a little bit.
Gone?
No.
Yeah, it was kind of a bummer.
Wow, Kyle, you can't come on this show and be a bitch, okay? I'm going to say that right now. You can't just come on here and accuse the sweet angel baby on this station.
Wait, who's the sweet angel
baby?
Okay. I thought it would be somebody that would speak at his friend's retirement.
You know what? I'm going to give you a news flash.
Okay.
Charlie doesn't know who I am.
That's not what you said.
What?
You said best friendship knows
I
no
may
time.
Have
we heard
embellished.
That on this show, and that's why we included you.
You said that you and him talk all the time.
Okay, well.
Okay, does it make you feel any better to know that nobody even noticed that you weren't there?
Could not have been a...
Okay, you guys can't put me through a roller coaster of emotion because now I'm pissed.
That's what Charlie loved about you.
Yeah. I'm so mad.
If you did give a speech, what would you say?
Great.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God.
Hold on one second.
Yeah,
hold on. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Let's do this right.
What would you say?
Charlie, the man of the hour. the grandpa of the hour. Your legacy lives on in this building as the ghosts howl longer than ever.
The what?
Just stick with me.
Okay, all right.
Your presence and your enlightening stories that flourish through my life will always be there blossoming with words of advice. So, Charlie, my turn to give you a word of advice. Keep living, pal. You're young at heart.
What? Thank you. Is this it? That was the whole speech.
I don't want to take really up all good. Of it. I hit the heart.
Yeah.
I hit the feelings.
The word of advice that you want to give our coworker who's retiring is don't die.
No, stay young. That's different.
Okay, can I ask you before we have to wrap this up, can you tell us just
what?
Like one or two of the best pieces of advice Charlie has given to you?
Oh, please.
Being that you guys are so close.
Bequeath them unto us.
Yes. He told me to never change. Obby.
Keep
in touch.
This is what he says, okay?
Calm down. Is the next one stay cool? Good. All right.
Says, have a good summer.
Keep chasing what you dream of. Why? You guys left? You guys are so mean.
Okay, so I've
been through a lot.
So sometimes there are times, and Charlie sits down and goes, young man,
young man.
Let the man retire, okay?
Let me tell you
something.
Stop. Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, so we want to know from people who live with a partner, what are the rules with cooking and cleaning in your house? 916-909-1065. And here's why we're getting into this. We have a discrepancy about this. I personally live by the philosophy, if I did the cooking, you do the cleaning. Full stop. I don't want to hear any excuses. And Kevin, you kind of agree with that.
I agree the same. If I'm doing the cooking, you do all the dishes.
Katie says, asterisk?
I say asterisk.
What?
Yeah. Well,
back this up.
Okay. In our house, it is appreciated if I am cooking. I also sort of putz around to do the cleaning behind me. Doesn't mean I clean everything, but kind of a clean as you go situation. If I don't do that and I do the cooking, he still will do all the cleaning. But I know he'd appreciate it. But is that not me pulling double duty?
If you clean while you cook?
If you clean as you go, are you not doing the cooking and the cleaning?
So are you talking about dirty dishes or is this just a dirty workspace?
Well, it's like, okay, if I...
Because I find that to be two different things.
Okay, let's say I use a big bowl.
Yeah.
And I put like a bagged salad in there, right?
Okay,
you take the tongs, you mix it all up, then I put it on everybody's plate. Now we have dirty tongs, we have a dirty mixing bowl, other stuff still cleaning.
Okay.
Or still cooking, excuse me.
Okay.
I would love to just put that in the sink. I know it is appreciated. If then I go over to the sink and I wash soap, put them on the drying rack, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, I ask, is that not doing the cooking and the cleaning?
I find that to be two different things. If it's a dirty dish, you're allowed to put it in the sink and somebody else has to do it. But if you make a dirty workstation
is that a dirty workstation? How is that not a dirty dish?
Well, let me give you a different example, okay? So I do almost all the cooking in our house.
Do.
Okay. Well, there's two times a year that my wife does all the cooking, and that's Thanksgiving and that's Christmas. I feel like I've earned the vacation, okay?
Sure.
But another time is still Christmas time when her sister and her mother come over and they have a big Christmas cookie party.
Okay.
They make Christmas cookies and they make the kitchen a disaster, like flowers all over the place.
I love that.
I hate it.
Oh,
it scrambles my circuits. I can't think straight when the kitchen's such a mess and stuff like that. And I'm pretty sure we even had a discussion about it. This is you. I'll do dishes, but this is you.
But what is dishes then? Are we off on the term dishes?
Dishes is anything dirty in the sink. But if I have to clean off a countertop, that's
okay.
You.
So you are, when you say workstation, you really mean the surface in which you are cooking.
Yes, I do. Okay.
Okay, well, I'll wipe down a kitchen island. Sure, fine.
Okay, well, and make.
Yeah, I'll cook.
Okay.
And I'll wipe down a counter. Sure.
Text messages we're getting into 916-909-1065. We don't have a plan. If I don't cook before he is home, then he cooks. And the dishes in the sink just stay there until the morning, and whoever gets fed up first does them.
That sounds like that is a recipe for disaster.
Listen, that is a life I used to live.
We got
if he comes in and there's a dish in the dishwasher, he has to clean it. Excuse me, in the sink.
Brian's been on hold for a while. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, morning, Gavin.
All right, what's going on in your household?
Gosh, we used to have a situation where she would do all the cooking, I'd do the cleaning, but then you have kids, and that changes the whole calculus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's busy with the baby. You know, I can't feed the baby the way she can, so I took over all the cooking. And, you know, I'm working full-time, and she's working even more than full-time, right? Because she can never leave her job, right?
Hardest I don't know what
job.
That means. Is she like an indentured?
Yeah, you know what it means. It's
she's a stay-at-home mom. You're saying she's
hardest
a
job in the world.
She's a stay-at-home mom.
Currently.
I mean, he's right. You can't leave your job.
I mean, it's the hardest job in the world while they're babies.
Okay.
But go ahead.
As a person who's never done it, that is Gavin. Go ahead.
And when I go to work, you know, that's vacation. I'm a night shift nurse, so I do 12-hour shifts. So
oh,
that does
bless
give me more
you.
Time off. Yeah, so I'm home 4 days a week. So I'm home more than most dads get to be, and I love it. I love being an active dad with my kids, and so I don't mind cooking and cleaning. But, you know, sometimes I think it happens to every couple. You have that argument of who's working harder, and it just never wins, never works out.
Hold on, let me get this straight. You have a stay-at-home wife, and you do all the cooking and cleaning?
He's off 4 days a week.
I do all the cooking. And she cleans enough so that she can feed the children while I'm at work. And then when I get home, there's typically a bunch of dishes.
Bless you. If 4 days a week.
Man.
Well, then what should his job be when he's at home for 4 days a week?
I'm dad.
I mean.
Right. Exactly. Now, when mom is home 4 days a week, she is mom full time, right?
Hold on.
When I'm home, 4 days a week, I also make sure that she has an unlimited Pilates membership and she goes 1 hour a day.
Right?
And I've made sure to support the kids so she can be a cheerleading coach. And she does Tuesday through Friday for 3 hours during the most busiest task heavy part of the evening.
Yeah.
And she's gone.
All right. Well,
so
listen.
It's hard to have young kids, man.
Brian,
you don't have to tell me. If it works in your house, God bless you.
I don't understand why on the days that he's off, why he wouldn't do that. If on the days that he's working,
it's different to help on your days off, but if he's doing all the cooking and cleaning and you have a stay-at-home wife, I would say I have a problem with
but
that.
But on the days that he's at work,
right,
he isn't doing any of that.
Uh-huh. I cook Friday to make enough food for her to eat when I'm gone.
Yeah.
You're safe. You're great.
Out.
Everything you're doing is right.
Brian.
Here. There's one caveat.
Okay, go on.
The same thing too much. We've had chicken tortilla soup for the last 3 weeks because it's cheap to make, and I think it's
Brian,
yummy.
They're not allowed to complain about that. You're literally doing two different jobs, but God bless you. I hope it all works out for you. Let's talk to Caroline now. Carolyn or Caroline, good morning.
Hey, it's Carolyn. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. What's the rules for cooking and cleaning for you?
So I agree with Katie. We call it pre-gaming. So if I'm cooking, I'm cleaning behind me as I'm cooking. And I don't do it because he wants me to. I do it because it's, well, one, I have to keep my hands busy because I have ADHD. But two, because it's kind.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's kind.
Well, here's the thing. I have started trying to do it more because it's important to him. Please don't get me wrong. Like, the fact that it is meaningful to him and he appreciates it is why I do it. That doesn't mean that I don't recognize that I'm still doing double duty. But of course, I'm going to do it. It sounds like it's something
you. That's the important thing.
Say it again.
Does he do it for you also?
He does way more for me than I do.
There you go.
Listen, there are so many things he does I would never even think of.
Wow. Carolyn, thank you so much for calling. And I love this text message we got. I think Brian is AI generated.
Oh, yeah.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
If you've ever purchased something that was expensive and dumb, call us right now at 916-909-1065, 909-1065, or you can text us as well. Tell us what it was. Tell us how much it cost, and maybe that'll change my mind because I'm about to spend a whole lot of money on stuff that a lot of people are trying to talk me out of, trying to tell me that it's dumb. And I find that rude, first of all. And what am I going to buy? Great question, Katie.
I'm so glad I asked.
The Jim Henson Studios are going to have a massive auction in November, late November. They've posted the full catalog of everything from the Jim Henson Studio that is going to be up for grabs. And I am sitting here as a Christian man. Okay. To tell you that this is going to bankrupt me. If you don't know, there's no bigger fan of the Muppets than me. They are selling stuff beyond the Muppets. They're selling stuff from the Dark Crystal and Labyrinth and Fraggle Rock. I have to have these things.
You don't.
I do. And I'm gonna.
Gavin.
Now, I don't have $10,000 to spend on the head of a Skeksis. I don't have that. But some of this other stuff I could afford.
That you're going to do what with?
I'm going to put it on a shelf, Katie. Why do I have to think of everything?
And then what?
Look at it.
How much is it?
What are we talking about?
I'm up at Christmas Carol.
I could own some of the chains that were attached to Marley and Marley. I could own...
Some of them? Not even all of them?
No. No! God, sorry you're so greedy. Does one person need to own all of the chains? For about $4,000, I could own the bucket of ice that Rizzo falls through when he comes out all shivering. God save my little body. Oh, you probably don't even remember. You probably never even seen the movie. For $5,000, for $5,000, starting these roles, starting bids.
Oh.
I could own the bust of Shakespeare that falls on Rizzo and Gonzo when they go to the Ghost of Christmas Past. I'm sick and tired of talking about this. I need to talk to somebody who may or may not have actually purchased something really expensive that turned out to be really dumb. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
So what is something expensive that you bought that everybody's like, that's dumb?
A Zorb ball.
A what?
Yeah, okay. You've definitely seen them before. You just might not know it by, like, its brand name. It's like a giant inflatable hamster ball, but for people.
Oh!
I have seen that.
I feel like I see women performing in it on Housewives.
It's called a Zorb ball?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. How much was it?
Okay. So it was $700.
Oh my God.
What?
Okay.
How could that be $700?
It's waterproof. It has a whole warranty. I thought it was a good value.
What was your plan to use it for?
Yeah. So with these things, you're supposed to be able to walk on water.
Yeah.
The idea was to go out on Folsom Lake and just sort of bop around in this giant hamster ball. I thought that'd be very cool.
So wait a second. So did everybody else why did you buy this?
Yeah, everyone was why did you buy this? And then I thought I would prove them all wrong when I went out and had the best time ever in the middle of the lake in my little
Zorb
little ball.
And then what happened?
I mean, you can walk on the water, except for the fact that you don't have any traction. You just get blown by the wind.
Oh.
It's also insanely hot in there. You're just sort of boiling in your own juices.
Because you can't open it up. So where does it live now? Just in your garage?
It lives in my garage. Yeah, it's never seen the light of day again.
Wow. Thank you so much for your call. 1-star review. Yep. We put this up on Facebook. Did we get anything on Facebook? We're talking about expensive and dumb things.
Okay. Heather said she spent a fortune on limited edition Stanleys. KJ said a sauna.
They sell those at Costco now.
Lazy said tickets to Miss USA. Kimberly said, and this started a whole lot of conversation, something called laundry sauce.
What is laundry sauce?
It's luxury laundry detergent. Okay, and then this one, it feels like there's got to be another way to do this. Nicole said, I eat a bag of Parmesan a day.
Oh my God, what?
To help me stop from chewing on my gums and my tongue. My dad thinks it's ridiculous, and he started counting it towards junk food in the weekly budget.
Okay, that's not dumb. That's an investment in your health, okay?
No, it isn't. That's just called eating cheese.
If you've got anything else, keep texting him in to 909-1065.
1065, the end.
The wake-up call!
So there's something on the loose, and if you know the song, you know that the answer is a monkey. And this monkey doesn't have brass. This monkey has something else.
Syphilis. Okay, so...
Best lead into a Beastie Boys song ever. Syphilis.
Okay, so Mississippi... a hostile STD-carrying monkey busted loose from a large tractor trailer that was hauling primates when the tractor trailer flipped over on the freeway.
Oh, my God. This is the stuff of horror movies.
So, it was containing several monkeys infected with Hep C, herpes, and COVID.
Jesus! What?
All of the monkeys got out.
Oh my God!
There's only one still remaining. The other ones they put down.
Okay.
Now, it is...
That's probably for the best.
Well, it is being reported now that maybe they did not have any infectious diseases.
Oh.
That was just based on what the truck driver told police.
Why is the truck driver the expert?
Well, because I think you have to know what you're hauling, right?
Pretty sure I could hear the COVID. One of the monkeys looked like it had a mask on.
Now, he also said that they're super aggressive. All of this came from the truck driver, though.
Oh, my God.
So now authorities are like, okay, well, they don't have diseases, but they are still dangerous.
Sure, we can't have monkeys. Listen, I want to live in a society where monkeys walk amongst us in suits and have jobs. I do.
We do.
But that's not reality.
I saw a monkey in a jacket at IKEA.
It was one of the greatest days ever.
God dang it.
That monkey in an oversized winter coat, if you told me that that was one of the Kardashians, I would have believed it.
Like, just listen to that sentence. A monkey in an oversized winter coat. Please understand, it was like a baby's coat.
Yes.
So it wasn't like it was dragging the coat around because it was like an adult coat. No. It fit the monkey.
And it was standing there at the sliding doors waiting for IKEA to open.
No, I thought it was on the inside.
Oh, what? Maybe. Oh, it got in and it was trying to get out. But it was standing there patiently. I mean, and that story is from like 10 years old. So listen, I want to live in that society. Yeah. But I'm a realist. I know that monkeys can't have jobs. Those are for AI. So now we can't also have monkeys just racked with syphilis and herpes
and COVID, which, by the way, isn't real.
I'm not doing that again. All right? None of us are. We can't. We don't have it in us.
We've been through too much. Jamaica's going to get blown away.
It's insane. This is not the time for herpes monkey a pandemic. Okay?
Right.
It just can't. It can't be. So you got to put them down. And what if we found out, though, since the only authority in this story is the truck driver, not the lab they came from or anything like that?
Well, I'm sure that there's information from them, too, but...
What if they went back to the lab and they were like, were those monkeys, like, aggressive? And they were like, no.
No, they're specially trained.
They were actually,
they actually hold the anecdote.
Right. No, they weren't aggressive at all. We never had a single incident. And then they go back to the truck driver. The lab said they weren't aggressive. And go, oh, okay, well, maybe they weren't
we're
like...
Oh, we're believing the lab now?
Maybe they weren't physically aggressive, but they were emotionally aggressive.
Yeah.
The whole drive, they kept trying to get me to leave my wife.
How do you think this thing got turned over?
Right, right.
Okay.
I did. They convinced me to do it. So don't tell me. And then the monkey's just like, that was my syphilis talking.
Hey, I can't taste anything. I've got COVID. Leave me alone.
So anyway, our heart goes out to you, Mississippi, not just because of your STD monkeys, but just in general. Now you got to contend with this.
Yeah.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now.
Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.